Welcome to another full After Hours with me, Rick Kogan. It is jam-packed. I'm sitting here with my old friend, who is indeed the official banjo player of After Hours, Michael Miles. You haven't had a lot of work on the show, because remember, we were chopped up and 1 hour here, 1 hour there.
Well, we made it clear that the official banjo player would have no official responsibilities
expectations. Or money, or anything, You are here today with Tim Fox, who is the orchestra director at Glenbard East High School. Tim, how are you?
Oh, doing great, Rick. It's an honor to talk to you.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but has Michael been talking all about this official banjo player for the show, or is he...
It comes up nonstop.
You two are collaborative. Let me ask you how this came to be, Michael. You're doing a show out there on May 11th at 7 p.m. at Glenbard East in Lombard. It is called the Camerato Suite. It is in celebration of Walt Whitman. Yes,
correct. Yes, and it's a four movement composition for banjo, voice, chamber orchestra, and then with text by Walt Whitman. It's the final stanza of Whitman's poem "Song of the Open Road."
Tim, how did you get involved in this? I mean, Michael called and said, hey, I want to do this. Have you two collaborated before? I know very little about the history of the two of you.
Sure. I had seen Michael perform in various settings, concerts at the Old Town School, and I happened to be a student of his in a class for music teachers on teaching music teachers to teach their students to compose, to write their own songs.
Oh, wow.
It was a great class. It was so inspiring, and it was... really cool to just watch Michael break down how the songs we know and love are put together and to design activities for kids of all ages that are really inspiring and get their creative juices flowing. And so after that class, he and I got to talking about, well, what might it be like to work together? And immediately Michael, sent me a long email. Hey, I've written this piece. We could do this. And so we kind of came up with a plan where the plan was for him to visit Glenbard East several times, and he's done songwriting workshops with the kids. He's done composition activities with the orchestra kids. He did a master class on the Bach cello suites, which he has performed and recorded with some of my cello students. And then we've been rehearsing and studying this piece. And so it's all kind of leading up to this concert on Wednesday.
Tell me about the orchestra.
Sure. So at Glenbard East, we have 125 students in the orchestra program spread across.
Is that a lot for a school?
We do have one of the largest orchestra programs in the state.
Wow.
And we're really proud of that. We're proud of the fact that we provide a program that any kid can be in, regardless of your experience or your background, that it's an environment that is, welcoming to everybody. And some of my students will talk to you about that pretty soon.
Yeah, you have two of them here.
Yeah.
Two delightful young women.
They, I think you'll enjoy talking with them.
Well, you say of any level,
yeah. I mean,
someone can't come to you and say, hey, like, I don't play any instruments, but I want to be in
the
orchestra.
They can.
Really?
And most of our kids, so Glenbard East High School is grades 9 through 12, typical for a high school around here. Most of our kids start playing in fourth grade. We have wonderful elementary and middle school music teachers who train the kids really, really well. But we do have kids who maybe move from another district or move from out of state or move from a different country who, for whatever reason, just never got a chance to pick up an instrument. And we have a class for that. We start those students. We provide instruments. We give them a chance to play. And
that in itself is inspiring to me. Yeah. It really is. Michael, what did you think when you first met the orchestra, and how did you meet the orchestra? Was it just a small number in a specific class, or did you go hear the entire orchestra play?
Well, our first rehearsal, it was in the orchestra rehearsal room, which is big, and there are all these students and it's a force to reckon with, to be in a room. Here's like 25 or 30 on the first day, of violins and violas and cellists playing. And the sound is fantastic, and taking on a new piece, we went back and forth with about the key. The original key of this is E flat, which is not the friendliest key.
Why not? Why not?
Well, because it's not the violin has open strings that are not flats or sharps. They're just and so the key of D would be easier. But Tim said, no, we can stick with E flat. And so the kids were, and so every day when I get there, they practice the E flat scale. They say the notes of the E flat scale. They sing and they're working on this, and it's a challenge, but they embrace the challenge, and they show up with their good attitudes and put their hearts into it.
Now the show is May 11th at 7 p.m. How many rehearsals have you had, and will you have before that? That's coming up very soon.
Yeah, so we started working on the piece in classes. Oh, a little bit in January, a little bit more in February, increasingly into March, April, trying to balance it against the other music that we've been studying over the course of the year. These days, it's pretty much every day that we're working on the piece.
Wow. Before school, after school, during school?
During school.
Really? How interesting. And did the kids, and I know it's hard to generalize, but in general, did the kids take to this? I'm assuming that only certain members of the class, I'm trying to think back to my high school, would say, oh, yeah, Walt Whitman. The name recognition is not that of.
Sure. Our students in our English classes don't really read much Whitman.
Yeah, too bad.
But he does come up as a historical and cultural figure. We've been reading the poetry. Even Friday in class, between movements, I stopped and said, okay, it's time for me to read you a stanza from Song of the Open Road. And, it's you also have it too, so you can follow along if you want. And so just parsing a little bit of the text every day. The kids are really fascinated by the sound of the banjo. Actually, I have a student in my guitar class who is, he's very much a rock guitarist, but...
meeting Michael Miles, he said, I'm done with rock and roll music. I'm going to play the banjo.
He actually said to me, hey, I'm really into that banjo, and we happened to have one sitting around, and I said, hey, here it is. Go figure out how to do stuff on the banjo, and he came and played the banjo for me on Friday, and he's doing great. So it really is... it really is sending the kids' thoughts in whole new directions.
Well, it seems to be opening them up musically, which is difficult to do because you have such a large group of people. I mean, you have to be inventive.
Well, and that's part of the reason we bring in people like Michael. And
there is no one like Michael.
That's true.
There is no one like Michael.
You know, but you want the students to know the things that are out there, and you want them to know the kinds of sounds and the kinds of ideas and the kinds of things that they can experience if they keep an open mind and open eyes and open ears.
You listeners will hear some of that music. You will meet my two friends, student musicians, Maeve and Kate, both seniors, both going to college next year. Are they your finest students?
We have
Tim Fox. You don't
a
want
lot
to say
great students.
They're the greatest students
never,
I've ever had.
I could
had.
Never pick and choose among my students. I love and value them all equally, but they are they've been really important contributors to our program, and they are. We have a large student leadership team that kind of helps run the show, and Kate and Maeve are our co-presidents. So they do everything from helping to plan social events to helping take attendance to helping fix broken instruments.
Well, we're going to hear them play too, and we're going to hear them talk later in the show, because you two gentlemen are here and so are they, for the entire hour, and the long-suffering dad who got them here is also here. We were just talking about Disco Demolition. You're listening to After Hours on WGM. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Well, I am now joined on the show, not just by Michael Miles, the official banjo player of After Hours, among many things, and the orchestra director at Glenbard East High School, Tim Fox, but two of, as he's told you moments ago, two of the finest musicians and best people who are part of this orchestra, Maeve Condon, who plays the viola, right?
You yes.
Can, go ahead, Maeve, get it. You can steal time from the adults in the room. And Kate Schuert, who vocals and cello?
Yes, both of those.
And you're both going to college?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Are you going to pursue music in college?
Personally, not as a major, but I would like to keep it in my life in some shape or form. So the college I'm going to has a community orchestra, so I hope to be involved with
that. How long has it been in your life? When did you first start playing?
I started playing in fourth grade.
Oh, wow. Why?
Well, I'll be honest.
My parents made me do it. My parents said do it.
Not exactly, but one day in class, they have a day where all of the music teachers come to each of the elementary schools and allow students to try out different instruments. And they told us we could get out of class if we went and tried out an instrument.
Classic.
And I said, sure. And I actually found an instrument that I liked and stuck with it. And I think it's worked out all right.
Kate, what about you?
Similarly, I had the same experience being in the same elementary school district where the music teachers would come and present all of the instruments for us to try out. I had an older sister who had previously joined the orchestra. She plays the violin. She's incredible, and I liked to follow what she did, but always in a little bit of a different way. So I went with the cello, and I absolutely adore it.
When you commit to something, to an instrument, and then also commit to being part of an orchestra, it's a pretty serious commitment, is it not?
Yeah. When you enter, at least in elementary school, I remember there were kids who were like, I don't like it anymore, and my mom is making me do it because we already paid the rental fee for the instrument. And, you know, you start out with like a larger group when you begin in elementary school, and it starts to whittle down, but then you end up with this group of people who really enjoy the music and love to play their instruments. And it's a really special experience because you spend, Maeve and I have spent almost 8 years now with a lot of these same musicians from elementary school and middle school playing music together.
What about this experience? And you don't have to say anything nice because Tim Fox, the orchestra director, is here, and Michael Miles, the musician, producer, conceiver of this show. What has this been like? Did you know who Walt Whitman was, for instance?
You know, I think we both knew who Walt Whitman was, but it was an interesting experience to get to know his work in a different context than most people usually do. Many people just read the poem, but we and the other members of the orchestra have gotten the opportunity to experience it not only in the text, because the text comes out in the vocals, but, you know, sort of the sensation of the piece through the music.
Hmm. And you...
Yes, I totally agree. I've had the pleasure of having a wonderful kind of dual experience because I perform both in the orchestra and in the choir. So I've gotten this wonderful chance to really experience the text in choir and to get to know that text really well in that setting, and then to pair that with the musical aspect in orchestra, because they are both very informative to each other, and because there's all these wonderful techniques and things that we use in music to enhance the storytelling ability that the text gives us. And it's a wonderful experience to be able to work on both sides of that.
Tim Fox was the orchestra director at Glenbard East High School. Now, if all of the young people involved in this thing are as smart and passionate as these guys, You might be able to teach this class and teach the work half asleep, couldn't you? I mean, these two are delightful in the first place, but that passion is palpable, I think.
We have really terrific students in the Glenbard East Fine Arts program who bring a lot of passion to what they do. And what is great about it is they are hungry to learn. They are passionate about what we do together, and they really love to be together. So for them, it's not just about the work that we create, but that is a huge piece of it. But it's also how they are to each other and how they kind of take care of the community and take care of each other. And for us, that's, you know, maybe even more important than the music.
You know, Michael, for you, you have worked with young people, a considerable number of young people over the years. These two are so impressed. I have not. They'll come and say, is this the newspaper? And we don't even give tours anymore. And I go, well, don't get in this business. The passion of these two young women, and Tim is telling me that this is generally true of your colleagues in the orchestra. What's it been like for you here? I mean, is it palpable for you too when you are with them?
Well, I walk into this world and I have to give credit to Tim for creating this atmosphere of agreement. You know, this is a room that says yes. This is a room that makes you feel good to be there. You know, and so what Kate and Maeve are talking about is the experience of being in this room that in the world that Tim and his colleagues at the teaching level set up so that it feels good. It feels good. It's fun. And we're you know, one of the things that I would argue in these classes when I would teach music teachers is like there is no reason whatsoever that the process of learning can't be like a thrilling one, you know? And it's like, so if you believe that and you feel it and you at the front of the room have this energy to share, it is palpable. It spills all over the room and it gets picked up by other people, as opposed to, you know, you've had to go to class down at the court building when you get a ticket or something, and they make you watch the movie, and the teacher there at the for the speeding ticket class is kind of crabby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in fact, I was in one class. I'll tell you this story. I was a quit, and they it was a bunch of people. You had to go to 4 hours. 4 hours, right?
Went to drive.
Yes, because I ran a red light or something, and so here's this, and I'm watching the teacher, and the teacher. She and there's a 50, 60 people in the room. She says, okay, we're going to start out with the shapes of signs. And she says, now I'm going to hold up a sign with no writing on it. You're going to tell me what it is about. You know, so she holds up a red octagon and says, who in this room can tell me what this sign is? and we, who had all just sleepily joined this room like 3 minutes before she walked in, We linked arms, and no one would tell her. it was a beautiful experience, and I thought, this is not the teaching day that Tim has, for example, because you know it's there. It's he knows everybody by name, and sure. and it feels like a great place to be.
Before we take a break, and you guys are going to be on for the rest of this hour, how often do you play for the public? I mean, it's a different kind of thing, is it not, ladies, to play for your parents and your classmates and play a public concert as this is going to be on May 11th? Get nervous?
I usually find concerts to be a pretty joyful experience. Yeah. I'm not a person who experiences a lot of stage fright. But that's typically because I feel so well prepared because of all of the work we do in class. And it feels like a joyful sharing experience most of the time. We do a few concerts every year. We do one in the fall, one in the winter, spring.
And then an end-of-the-year concert.
And then an end-of-the-year concert.
Comes out to about four.
Yeah. Have you done them during the pandemic? Or is that's kind of obviously chopped into school?
Well, some of them we did have to cancel. I remember we have our orchestra invitational concert that was scheduled for May 13th, or maybe it was May 12th.
March 12th.
But I remember, you know, as that this was 2020, as things were starting to shut down. So I remember going to Mr. Fox's office and being like, Mr. Fox, is there a concert tonight? And he was like, I do not know. So for a while, we did have to stop having concerts, but more recently, we've been able to pick them back up, which is really exciting.
You must really be looking forward to this May 11th concert.
Mm-hmm.
You will, ladies and gentlemen, hear more from these bright, passionate young women and these older, also passionate music guys, these music adults, after the news and some commercials, and you will hear, Michael will explain what we will hear, but you will hear some of the concert that's going to take place on May 11th at 7 p.m. How do people go to this?
So the concert takes place in the beautiful Beister Auditorium at Glenbard East High School, which is at 1014 South Main Street in Lombard, just north of Roosevelt Road. And concert starts at 7 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door. They're $3 a piece. It is a student concert, so we keep it affordable for everyone. People can also pre-order tickets at our website, which is gefinearts.org, gefinearts.org. You can pre-order there.
Fantastic. We are going to hear some news and get some commercials and return with these passionate musicians. Tim, what do you play?
Well, music teachers have to play a little bit of everything. I grew up playing the trumpet, but these days my specialties are more the cello and the guitar.
Fantastic. We'll be back. Stay tuned. I will tell you that Camarado Suite will be performed Wednesday, May 11th at 7 p.m. at Glenbard East High School in Lombard. You have been listening to the man who was conceived this show, Michael Miles, the greatest banjo player in the world and the official banjo player of this very program, orchestra director Tim Fox, who's been there for close to 15 years, right? And who, if you've been listening to him, just sounds like everything a teacher should be, man. And my two real friends about to go to college, Maeve Condon and Kate Schuert, who are, Maeve plays the viola, Kate sings and plays the cello. I'm very excited for this thing. I know you are too. And as you ladies said, this is the perfect way for you to end, for a time, your high school music experience. Did I ask you, Kate, are you going to continue music?
I'm not continuing it as a major for my career, but I definitely plan to keep singing and to keep playing extracurricularly in college. Finding maybe a chamber group or an orchestra to play with and some people to sing with is definitely going to be a part of my life.
What are you
going to
major in college?
I'm majoring in dramaturgy and criticism at the theater school in DePaul.
Wow. And you, young lady?
I am majoring in history at UW-Milwaukee.
Wow. The future, I think, is in good hands. Don't you agree, Michael Miles? I'm serious. This is Rick being genuine.
Yes, I think we could just put Maeve and Kate in charge, and the world would be better. No doubt about it.
Michael, you must get such a, it must do you so good in your soul and your heart and your head to work with people like these two young ladies.
Oh yeah, it's an honor. It's an honor for me to do this. I have worked with professional orchestras and string quartets, and it's complicated, and it's on the clock. And here at the high school level, it's a little more humane.
Yeah,
and you know, we get to talk about things like dynamics. We get to talk about what it is this is about and why it matters.
It's a little more human too, not just humane. It's a little more human. And Tim, you must, what a job you have.
Well, it's a blast to come to work and do this and provide an avenue for these young people to make this community and make this music together. And I should say I'm so privileged to work with other people who do an amazing job with this stuff. I have amazing music teacher colleagues at Glenbard East High School. Three of them in particular were hugely helpful in preparing the vocalists for this. I want to shout out Brandon Catt and Marissa McLean and Lydia Walsh Rock, who have done an amazing job training the singers to operate at a really high level. And teaching is a ton of time. Teaching
sure is
a lot of things coming at you every day, and you move fast, and things are at times intense. But I love working with our students, and to be able to work with somebody like Michael on this project has been a true thrill.
Well, I have the feeling that this might not be your last collaboration with Michael Miles.
I certainly hope you're right.
I have that feeling. I just want to thank you all for coming in. I know some of you had to drive. Some of you can take the L. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. We're going to end with another thing that my friend Krista Flores, the engineer here, was able to get from my caveman-like expertise with the internet. And we'll play a couple of minutes of Camarado, The Road. Then we will say goodbye to these nice folks. Thank you.